Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Aleph Omud Aleph. We are in the 6-5 of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Siman Tof Kuf Mem Ches, which deals with the halachos of Avelus on Chol HaMoed. We begin in the very top line with the Mechaber. Sif Vav. Afal Pi Shein Avelus Beregel. Even though, as we've already learned, there is no formal Avelus Beregel. We do have things Betzina Beregel, but there is no formal Shiva during the Regel. Nebuch Imeis Lo Meis Beregel. If somebody lost somebody during the Regel, Mis Askim Bo Beregel Anachmo. You are allowed to go and try to be Menachim the person. Ula Achar Regel, and when the Regel is done, Kishi Yichlu Shiva Lemisa Sameis, and it's been more than 7 days from the actual Petira, from the death of the person, Afopi Shadayin Loholo Avelos, even though the Shiva is still in effect, in this situation, Malachto Nasis Aideacherim Bivoteim, they're allowed to have work done for them in their houses via other people. Even though they can't do the work, other people can do the work for them. And we'll see exactly what this entails in the Mishnah Berurah. Vavadav Oslo Betzina, and his servants, his workers, are allowed to work for him in private, Besoch Beso, even in his house. And technically, you don't need to do Nicham Avelim if there were certain days that they were Menachim during the Regel, so that you can deduct those days. At least that's the opinion of the Mechaber. We'll see that's not halacha lemaisa, that you can deduct those days from the total days of Nicham that you have to provide. Now, this is an interesting sif, and it's not really followed la halacha lemaisa, as we will see. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siv Kotnuchav Beis, Afilu Bedavar Sheino Ovid. Here we're talking about that you can have malacha done for you on behalf of other people, can do it for you. Other people can do it for you. This is even if it's not a financial loss. Afilu Bedavar Sheino Ovid. Certainly, the Bedavar Ovid, for any Ovel, if he's going to suffer loss, that he has a grocery store and all of his stuff's going to spoil, so Muta Idea Cheirim Afilu Beveso. Then, even his own house, he doesn't have to suffer financial loss because of the Avelus. Afilu Beyamam Rishonim Shachar Regel. And even in the first days after the Regel, in the first 3 days of the Avelus, when the Avelus is stricter and some of the laws are different than in the last 3.5-4 days of the Avelus, as the halachas are brought down, Kitil Beredea Simon Shin Pam Sif Hei. Mishnah Berurah then tells us, Einan de Lavush, Shekosav dim hudov ha'aved mutalasus bi'atzmo. The Lavush says, even a more lenient opinion, that if it's a financial loss, he can even do it himself. However, over Maimon Mordechai, Mefakriklov, the Maimon Mordechai disagrees with this. Ayn Shamatam, look there in the Maimon Mordechai for his reasoning. The Shaar HaTzion and Os Yedzayin, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that the Makor of Lavush is actually from the Divrei Rabbeinu Yerucham. It's brought down in the Beis Yosef, and the Rabbeinu Yerucham says that he's not talking the Rabbeinu Yerucham in Omayrid Klal La'achar HaRegel El'inyan Toch HaRegel. He's talking about during the Regel itself, as it states clearly in the Lashon over there. And you can see in Dershu footnote number 31, Hatam Shebetoch HaRegel Yitiru La'ovel Melechez Dover Ovid Ideasvo, that even the Ovel himself during the Regel is allowed to do financial, to do things that will prevent the financial loss for himself. Normally we say only the Ovel is allowed to have others do it for him. How come here during the Regel, some paradox, he himself can do it rather than having other people do it for him? So he brings down, it's a very smart reasoning from Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says that the rest of the year, the Ovel should have somebody else do it, because for the other person, there's no Isser involved whatsoever. So the other person should better do it than the Ovel himself. But in Chol HaMoed, nobody's allowed to do it. So once you're allowed to do it, because it's a Dover Ovid, it doesn't make a difference whether the Ovel does it or another person does it. Then we continue in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, if you can't have somebody else do it, and it's a Dover Ovid, Efshor Dibinyonenu, in our situation, then you can rely upon this Momekel opinion, that's written down over there in the Ramah. And you can see this in the issue footnote number 30, that this is talking about Shizmati B'chol Ovel, after the first 3 days, when the Avelus is a slightly lower level of Avelus than the first 3 days of the Shiva, there's a difference. We learned that from Avram, Lispod Lissarov Livkosa, there's a difference between the first 3 days that you're crying and more of an intense Avelus, and the last days of the Shiva, the last 3.5 days, Mitzvah Kakulo, the last 4 days, which is really only part, 3.5 days, is a slightly lower level of the Shiva. So there is a het, when you have a financial loss, that the person himself can do locha for himself. If nobody else is able to do that. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chav Gimel. He says you can even do this malacha in their houses. Ah, the gam b'chol ovel gam kem lachdu nasi de'achem b'voteim. So what's the chiddush over here? Everybody can do this under normal circumstances, financial laws. Kedis b'yoredeya shom in sif yudches. So what's the chiddush here? Okay, in hasam dafka b'kablonus. In that situation, we can do it for everybody else. It's only when you're basically doing some sort of a set price to do the avoda. You're getting paid a certain amount to do the avoda, so it doesn't make a difference when you do it. And therefore, you can do it in that situation for the oval in his house. And that's only really allowed when you had accepted the job before the person never became an oval. But here, we're talking about v'hocha mutu afilu b'yemei avelus. Here, he brings down the name of the Vilna Gaon, kemashmi agra, that this is allowed even during the days of the avelus. If this started, you'd be allowed to go and hire somebody else to go and do this work for you. And they can do it even the beso, besoch beso, sivkot and chopal, the Mishmur says, what about a shutov shel ovel, shemes lemes b'yontiv, a partner of the ovel, nebuch, the ovel lost his base during yontiv, so he brings down, posak hagon, the marashmi prag, he brings down from the marashmi prag, in this situation, lessor, he doesn't allow you, liptoach hanus, to open up your store, kemo b'shar avelus, like in any other avelus, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. What is he saying over here? Dratzalomar, the tzorch lamtin shlosh yom macha yontiv, that a partner of the Ovel is only allowed to, again, the first 3 days are stricter, only can open up in the last 3.5 days of the Avelus of the Shiva. Again, these laws for a regular situation, not with Cholamoid, are outlined over there in Yerideah. Again, at the end of Yerideah, the last Simon of Yerideah deal with the Halachos of Avelus. He also brings down over here, Ken Kosav Berhete Bishalim El Yazuta. The Berhetev has a discussion about this, brought down even the Ayuzuta. However, Ochem B'chokmas Odom, Hilchos Avelus, Klau Kusamachtez Din Beis, Hevim Shem El Yeraba Lohokel. The difference there between the El Yeraba and the Ayuzuta. These were brises that were taught, according to some, by Eliyahu and Navi, before a certain incident happened in the Gemara, where they were taught to one of the Amorayim directly from Eliyahu, and after that Amora did something that was considered to be a slight in somehow in his godless HaTorah. He caused, even unintentionally, a certain event to occur. So therefore, Eliyahu did meet with him. He davened and davened. But after that event, Eliyahu returned, but he didn't return in the same way. And there was more of a pachad in this Amora. And that's when they wrote the Eliyazuta. The Eliyarabba was written beforehand. Again, many say this is from Eliyahu and Navi. There were braises. Others suggest, no, there was a Tana named Eliyahu. In any event, these Svarim were written down. The Hainu in Meis Biyom Rishon the Chol Hamoid Mutu LeHashutov Liftoach Chanuso Tekev Achayontiv. So it says over there that you'd be allowed to open up your store for the partner of the Ovel to open up the store immediately after Yontif, and that's a bit cooler. And I ain't shown the Chokh Zodim Shadaito Shafilu Meis Be'er Yontif Achron, even if the person died in the last days of Chol Hamoid, right before the last days of Yontif, Gam Ki Mutu LeHashutov Liftoach Chanuso Tekev Achayontiv, he could open up his store even then, the Shutov, right after Yontif. And he says, Ayin the Bir Halacha over here should be Ranu, the Hifriz al Amida. That essentially means he went a little bit too far, and that's too much of a kula, and it's sufficient for Dayenu. It would be adequate for us, Imnokio Kel Yerabba, if we just followed the more lenient opinion of the El Yerabba, but not this very, very lenient opinion that he brings down here. And again, in the Bir Halacha, he has an extensive discussion on this extending into the Amud Beis. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chafei, says, the Ein Tzrichin in this situation, Lenachem Lacha Regel, that you can't. By taking care of some nichum avel and during the regal, it can deduct from the days afterwards of the shiva. So he brings down v'chein ein lanachem avel be erev Shabbos. Says you don't do nichum avelim on erev Shabbos she'achar regal. The erev Shabbos that's after the regal kodem baruchu. And like in the shul where we normally have the person go out for lechadodi, they come back in and we say amokim inachem ischem. He says you don't do this in the Beis HaKnesses kinog like it's normally done. Im kvar avru shiva yomim lemisas emes. If 7 days have passed from the actual day of the death, then you don't do this in the Shabbos following yontif when they come back into the shul on Friday night. Now, Dirshu, footnote number 33, brings down, Minhag HaOlam is not like this. He brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as worked down in the Shmir Shabbos, Kehilchos of Rav Nuruth Zatzal, Sheminachamim Kirogil Kol HaShivu Shachar Rego, that we hold the full 7 days, really 6 days, and part of the seventh day of Avelus right afterwards. And it's actually, it's not 6 days, it's 6 days, including the last day of Yom Tishen Shogolius in Chutz Laretz. So he says, Shlomo Zalman, however, is a mistopic in who minog vasikin, if there was some original earlier minyan that didn't hold like this. However, he says the Makor Chayim, which was written by the Chavis Yoyer, brings down this minog as well, and he writes that it's a minog tos, it's a mistake that you can deduct some days that you were menachim during the regel and deduct them from the shiva that you have to sit afterwards. And Ramosha Feisen, Zatzal, Adiris Moshe, clearly states, Bismanenu, Lo noagim lenachi b'mod. We don't do any formal nicham aveilim. Of course, you can console the person, you can be with the person and help the person out, but that doesn't count as any formal nicham aveilim. And yesh chiv lenachim achra mod. And we have the full shiva after the regel. Again, we do count in chutz laretz, day one being the Yontif Sheni Shel Golius last day, so that's day one. Then you have an additional 5 days plus Mikta Seyom Kekula of the sixth day, and that is the typical Shiva Halacha Lemaisa that we are noheg in Chutz Loretz. If Rechmon Lislan, somebody passes away on Yontif, they're buried on Yontif or Cholamoid. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Meis lo meis kodem a regal. If somebody passes away Nebuch before the Yontif started, before the regal, the Noah Gavelus, and the person sat Shiva, even for a very short period of time, afilu sho achas l'pnei a regal, even if it was only 1 hour. Now, we'll see the Mishbura, this doesn't mean literally 1 hour. It means any objective evidence that you had an hanhaga of Avelus, so then, bot lo mimenu gzera Shiva, the Yontif knocks off any additional Shiva. So for Sukkos and Shavuos, as soon as it becomes Yontif, so that's when it knocks you off. At Pesach, there's a special deal that is a special halacha that the Chatzos and onwards already considered the shtickle like Pesach, and in that situation, the Avelus ends at that point in time. When I was sitting Shiva for my father, Olav Shalom, so my holy father, when he passed away on Yud Nisan, so we got it from the Shiva on noon of Erev Pesach, and it cut off the Shiva for us. We had a shortened Shiva period. So this is what the Mechaber is telling us of the halacha. And as well, v'imei haregel olim l'minyan shloshim. And the days of the regel count towards the shloshim. So you count 7, harei, shiva l'fnei haregel. You have the shortened shiva, even if it's not 7 days, counts as 7 days before the regel. So you're up to 7 in the shloshim, harei shiva l'fnei haregel. And then you have v'haregel, which counts as another 7 days. So you have 14 days, even though it's not physically 14 days, and then you figure out the other 16 days to make up the 30 days of the Shloshim. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Chavov, Lav Dav Kesha, as I mentioned, you don't have to actually sit Shiva for a 1 hour period of time. El Rosh Hashanah, what he's saying is Zaman Muad Mod. Even any small amount of time, often in the cemetery, Nebuch, in these situations when you're really rushing, so they just sit down in the cemetery and that will count halachically as the Shiva. It's not even that you have to necessarily even take off the shoes, although that's what's usually done to demonstrate the Avelus. But he says it would be adequate, even if you sat on an upturned bed. We don't do that really today, that we just have in the low seats, or any other demonstration of an aspect of Shiva. In this situation, as long as you did this for a very short period of time before the regel starts, you wouldn't have to go and have a formal shiva after the regel. The issue footnote number 35 talks about a very common custom that some people have, that they go to visit the grave right after the shiva is over. So not everybody does this, but those that have this custom, so the Gesher Chaim brings down, kishayom tov mevatel as a shiva, in a situation when the yontif is mevatel the shiva, so now if your minhag was to go right after the shiva is over, you would be going on Yontif. So he says, Noagim la'alos l'kever b'isruchak. You don't go on Chol HaMoed, you go on Isruchak. Even though, afshalo avru shiva yomim me'akvur, even though it may not be 7 days from the actual burial. So this would occur for Shavuos, for example. Nebuchadnezzar, a person died a day before Shavuos, and now Shavuos is over, so the Shiva is over, so you'd be going on Isruchag of Shavuos. Even in Chutz Laretz, it's 2 days, it's still going to be within the 7 days from when the person was Nifter, so it's not even 7 days. Nevertheless, the Gesher HaChaim brings down that that's when you would go. On the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in the Alicha Shlomo brings down, Shaminaku Sha'olim Lekever Li'achar Shiva Moim. He says you wait till 7 days have gone by, and you don't go on Isruchag in this situation. He says it's totally this idea of going is after 7 days, Mispari HaYomim, that have been from the Kavura, and not in the Dinim of Shiva, which is not necessarily 7 days. So he would say that you would wait till 7 days have passed. Mishmur continues with Sivkot Chav Zayin, Umitam Shloshim also Lubosh Besolcha Regel Kelim Nuguratzim Chadoshim Ulevon. He says that this din of the Shloshim applies during the Regel, and therefore he says you don't put on new laundered garments. V'chei Mashitiru Lefamim L'Saper L'Chabis Besolcha Regel, and even in situations when you'd be permitted to go and take a haircut or to do laundry during the Regel, for example, could go on Abam Yudin Asayam, somebody came from a trip and didn't have a chance to do it beforehand, or all the other reasons, V'chol HaShnuyim L'El and Simen Tovkuf Lamadal of Siv Beis, and in Simen Tovkuf Lamedalit, so Simen Tovkuf Lamedalit, all of those leniencies that are allowed, so Machmas Isu Shloshim also Bekulam, here they wouldn't be allowed, even though they would have been allowed otherwise, because of the Shloshim, we don't allow them. Then he adds, "V'chosin shenosa isha erva regel." If a man got married right before Yontiv, so then he's still in the 7 days of Yemei Mishta, the Sheva Brachos period of time. U'b'socha regel meisel meisel nebuch. Then during the regel, somebody passed away that he has to sit shiva for. So ein ha regel olol l'minyan shloshim. In that situation, paradoxically, the regel doesn't count as 7 days for the shloshim. And the reasoning is, shari b'soch shiva yemei amishta, during the 7 days of Sheva Brachos, hayamuta b'giyutz v'tisparis. He would have technically been allowed to go and clean and launder his clothing and take haircuts and everything because it's the 7 days of Sheva Brachos. And the enochoshesh l'avelus klal, even if he'd been an avelus, the avelus is pushed back. So the only reason he didn't go and do that, as it's put down in Yoredeya in Simin Shin Mabez, and the only reason he didn't do it over here, Umashi Azor, Berego, Shalol, Ligayetz, Ulasaper, the only reason he didn't do laundry, dry cleaning, and take haircuts now, would shave, is Machmas Aregel Luchud. It's only because of the Regel. It has nothing to do with the Avelus. Therefore, Nimcha Shalol, Nohag Avelus, Berego, Klal. He didn't have any aspects, even Bitsina, over here during the regular of the Avelus, and therefore, somewhat paradoxically, after the Sheva Brachos days are done, his 7 days are done, Shiloh, Shivas Yemei Avelus, then he has the Shiva, and it doesn't count at all towards the Shloshim, the Achakach Shloshim, and then he would have the full 30 days of Shloshim from that start. We continue in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, V'davka Shinoag Avelus Bosu Shah. That's if he had at least 1 minute of Avelus, as we just described. However, Avol im Shogag, if by accident, Ohezin, or even on purpose, the Lord Noah Gavelis, he did not go and have at least a Hanhoga of Avelis for a short Achas, for a short period of time before the regal started, or Oshayot Somach Chashecha, or the person died Nebuch right at Chashecha, and they didn't have time to go and even sit for 1 second, the Lord Yochel Linog, and they could not sit even for 1 second. Then in that situation, the regal doesn't nullify the avelus because he didn't sit at all. Vidino, kidin, kover, mesel, regal. And this would have the exact same din as Nebuch, if somebody dies during the regal and you bury them during the regal itself, that the entire shiva starts after the regal. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Chavches, in this situation, no egbo dvarim shebitzina, where he does have all the things bitzina on the regal, umaslim no shiva achar regal, and would count the 7 days of Shiva after the regal, the Yemei regal olin lo, but the days of the regal in this situation would count for him, leminyan shloshim. They would count towards the shloshim because he does have the dvarim shibitzina. So again, this is the paradox we mentioned in yesterday's year, that the shloshim starts going even though the Shiva hasn't started. The chanal in Sif Aleph, like we learned in 2 days ago shir in Sif Aleph. The issue foot number 37 brings down the kosher cane. Im lo yoda klal kol machak shemes lemeisa. If the person didn't even know that the relative passed away before the yontif, as Shulchan Aruch brought down earlier. So in that situation, you also don't start the Shiva. Obviously, before the regal, the Shiva will be after the regal. And finally, Dirshu footnote number 38 brings down the Chayin L'inyan Haseba B'Leila Seder. If Nebuch, a person passes away before Pesach, and they didn't get a chance to sit Shiva, even for a short period of time, so then that person would not lean during the Seder, because that's a Dover Shibitzina, which would apply, that Avelus would apply even during the Yontif. Eino Mesa B'Leila Seder. And he brings down for Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shenogim Shalol Hase. That is the Halach Lamaisa. Why? Shaseba Nechsheves Kedavah Shebetzina. This is considered something in private, and the Ovel is required to go and be Noeg Minhagi Avelus Hanoagim Bitzina. And this is also brought down in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. With this, we conclude today's share.